little series called Bless Their Hearts, How to Improve Our Relationships with One Another. We've already had a couple of messages from me, one from Alex in this series. Have another one next week. And then we'll see how long we go with this. But Bless Their Hearts, How to Improve My Relationships with People. Y'all know that, right? Say, relationships is with who? People. I'm going to be ugly. People matter more than your dog. I'm telling you, I know you love your dog, but you need to love people. Y'all hear me or not? Say, people are crazy. No, people. It's all about people. You love that dog, but love those people. Amen. Use that little dog and you love the people with your little dog. How about that? People. How do I do that? Title of my message today is I've done that. I've done that. Oh, really? Maybe in your marriage, you know. Oh, I've done that. You know. Well, maybe if you try this. Oh, I've done that. Oh, really? How's it working for you? We're so quick to say, oh, I've done that. Church is like that. We came up with a list years ago. If you cut your hair right, carry this kind of Bible, dress a certain way, sing a certain song, you know, type of music, well, then you're good. That's ridiculous. It's not about a list. It's about love. Okay? It's about relationships with people. Okay? Got it? Yes or no? I kept my list. Gave my money. Come on, man. I've done that. You're not going to get any better in your relationships if you have that attitude. Y'all hear me or not? Say, it's my title. This is my message. In case you don't like them, I wrote them. This is a brand new one. I woke up the other night, middle of the night, which I do. But this was on my heart, a certain passage. And I started in the 3 o'clock in the morning, I don't know when, but reading this particular passage, I'd like to share it with you today, what the Lord sort of laid on my heart. So the title today is, I've done that. Oh, really? Okay, let's go with it. Let's see what we can find. The Ten Commandments. How many sort of know I love the Ten Commandments? How many ever learned the Ten Commandments from me? You learned them and you can memorize them in and out of order. Isn't that fun? A lot of fun. We ain't gonna do it right now. It's a lot of fun. I'll do it again sometime. Ten Commandments. Here's what you need to know about the Ten Commandments. The first four commandments are in relationship to God. The first four. Okay? Don't have any other gods before me. Make no idols. Don't take my name in vain. And number four, keep the Sabbath holy. Okay? Number five through ten, the next six, first four, my relationship to God. The next six, my relationship to people. And people are going, I kept Ten Commandments. Oh, really? They're really about people and how you deal with people. It starts off with your mom and dad. And then how precious life is. Every person matters. Okay? Don't kill. Don't kill them with your mouth either. Words can kill. Yes or no, amen. Talk about relationships. Don't commit adultery. Don't cheat. People matter. People in a relationship, they believe in you. They trust you. And you're a cheater. Come on. You hear me or not? You see how much God loves people? Yes or no, say. Don't take people's stuff. Number eight. Don't take their stuff. People work for their stuff, or somebody gave them some stuff, and we take it? Steal from people? That's no way to treat people, is it? Say, oh, I love you. Took their stuff. That's crazy. Most people don't see the Ten Commandments about people. First four is about God, next six about people. Don't lie to them. I just lie to them. A lie. People matter. They matter enough for you to tell the truth to them. Yes or no, amen. And number 10, don't covet. Don't want what they got or look down your nose at them because they got it or wish they didn't have it so you could have it. That's not being nice to people, is it? Say, oh. So that's something you need to know about the Ten Commandments. Now we're moving somewhere. Stay with me. You might think I've lost my mind. I have not. Bless their hearts. The Ten Commandments is about my relationship with God, my relationship with people. But don't you see something you may have never seen before? We want to go to the Bible. Let's check it out, Raj. See what we can find. We're looking, buddy. I'm finding it. Thou shalt. That's the Ten Commandments. Remember? Thou shalt. Love the Lord your God. No idols. Don't take God's name in vain. Spend time with him. Have time with him. Keep the Sabbath holy. Then the last six about people. Honor mom and dad. Don't kill. Don't commit adultery. Don't steal. Don't lie. Don't covet. All about those people. And in this story, this is what I woke up to the other night in my head. The rich young ruler. How many know this story? You'd say, I sort of know that story. I know that. Oh, really? Let's check it out. Y'all ready or not? Don't you see something? You say, Gary, why'd you talk about Ten Commandments? Well, it's important. Hey, now listen, Tyler. Okay, look, you're 4 feet from me. You don't think I see y'all talking? I can hear what you're saying. No, come on. You'll get in trouble there. How many when you were in class, you had to sit somewhere else because you'd get in trouble? You know what could be the problem? You. Here we go. Let's go. Y'all ready or not? Say. How many? I'm not coming back. He's going to kick my tail too one day. Yeah, let's go. Come on. Go. Here we go. Let's get back to the message, right? Thank you. Why did I go over the Ten Commandments? Well, the story. Thank you. How about you right there? Thank you. Now, I can understand in the season if y'all got to be sitting on one another, but you don't need to right now. Come on. Here we go. Keep our focus. People. And when Jesus was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to Jesus and asked Jesus, good master, because he thought he was a rabbi. Well, he was Jesus. And so he says, good master, say it with me. What shall I do that I may what? Inherit eternal life. Now that's a big question. Now follow with me. And Jesus said unto him, why you call me good? There's none good but one. And that's God. So I don't know exactly why he said all that, but he laid it right there. Okay? And then he said this, you know the commandments? This is Jesus speaking. You know the commandments? Don't commit adultery. Don't kill. Don't steal. Don't bear false witness. Defraud not. A little bit different, but they're the same. Honor your father and your mother. So he gave him the commandments. But wait a minute. What was the question the young man asked? What shall I what? Do to what? And inherit eternal life. And Jesus gave him the commandments. But are y'all seeing what I'm seeing? What are y'all seeing? He left what? He missed the first four. Now wait, let me get this straight. You come to Jesus, you ask him how to have eternal life. And he leaves God out. How can I have eternal life without God? You can't. And most people read this passage and just never see that. Y'all hear me or not? Say. How many with a raised hand say, I knew this passage, but I just never saw it like that. Let me see some hands. Which is most of us in the room. Okay. I want to talk about that. And so he named these commandments. He only mentioned the ones about people. He mentioned every one of them. He only mentioned the ones about people. How can I have eternal life? You know what John says? He says it this way in his gospel, or in his epistle. He says, how can you say you love God, whom you what? Haven't seen, but you what? You hate your brother, who you what? Have seen. And he said, you're a liar. You don't love God. The truth of God ain't in you. We're talking about relationships. Talking about people today. And so that connected a dot for me in this passage. I think he left it out. We can ask him someday. But I think Jesus left it out on purpose. He's not saying you don't love God. He's not saying you shouldn't honor God. You shouldn't believe in God. But you know what? We can tell people that. And we can come across like, look, I'm spiritual. Oh, I love God. Oh, I believe in Jesus. Oh, really? Oh, really? And you treat your wife like crap? Y'all get my drift or not? It's not treating your wife well that gets you to heaven. Or treating people well that gets you to heaven. It's an evidence of the first four commandments at work in your life. When you have Him in your life and you don't have idols in your life and you want to please the Lord, it's an evidence when you love people. And I believe that's what Jesus was trying to get across to the rich young ruler. Listen, when you love people, you're showing that God is working in your life. That you respect God, that you believe in God. Are y'all hearing me or not, say? Is that clear to your thinking? So let's continue this. Let's look at the story. And he answered, after he named these commandments that didn't include the what? The first four. He says, say this verse with me. And he answered and said unto Jesus, said out loud, Master, all these have I what? From my what? I've done that. And I can see Jesus going, oh, really? But we're like that, guys. We don't get better in our relationships because we think we're doing okay. We think we've done it. And that's our arrogance. That's our pride. I tell you what, when you're loving people, you can tell you're doing it because it gets better. It gets better. You start to change. Y'all hear me or not? Is that true, Chuck? You start to change. And what helps change people is when somebody loves us or loves you, and you can feel that. And that's our job. That's what God's called us to love people, because that's how He gets through to other people. He doesn't get through to other people. Keep 1 through 4. Wouldn't it be nice if you could write a little list somewhere and that'd fix everything? We're screwed up and we need each other and we need to love one another. So let's keep looking. I've done that since my youth. Oh, really? So Jesus, beholding him, what's the word? Say it out loud. Jesus, beholding him, what? He loved him. Did he love him because, oh, he's done that since his youth? No. He loved him in spite of his pride. I've done that. It's so easy to blame or keep score, isn't it? And I've done that in my marriage. I just use marriage for example. I can look and I can place blame on Kim. Because, see, I was good. But there's times I is bad. You hear me? You don't get a better relationship by keeping score. You get a better relationship by loving people. You hear me or not? Have I lost my mind up here? A little bit? Good. So he loved him. He loved him. He loved him enough to tell him the truth. He took time with him. Look what he said. He said, one thing you lack. Oh, I've done that since my youth. Successful, rich. I've done it. One thing you lack. Go your way. Say it with me. Sell whatsoever you have and give to the who? Poor. And you'll have what? Treasure in heaven. But he didn't just stop there. And then he said this last part. Come and do what? Take up the cross and do what? Follow me. It's a good story. I think we've learned a little bit. I've done that. Oh, really? And you know what? The successful, rich, young ruler who had kept the list, probably a clean, living, good dude. Say it with me. And he was what? Who was sad? Jesus or the rich joker? Rich joker. He was sad at the saying, and he went away what? You don't want to ask the question, fella. What can I do to inherit eternal life? If you don't want the answer, don't ask the question. He asked the question. He didn't get the answer he wanted. You know, a lot of times we ask questions so that we can get a pat on the back. He was ready with that. Oh, do, 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 do. Oh, I've done that since my youth. Oh, really? And Jesus loved him, though. But he saw into his heart. You really haven't loved people like I've called you to love people on this earth. You could do a whole lot more than you're doing, buddy. And so he went away sad and grieved. And why did he go away sad and grieved? Say it out loud. Because he what? How many think if you had great possessions, you'd be more happy? Oh, your hands are down. We think if we could win the lottery. I read an article the other day. A guy won the lottery. He's been in and out of jail now since he won the lottery 4 times. How's that working? Guys, we won the lottery when we got Jesus. We won the lottery when we're not going to perish and go to a devil's hell. We won the lottery when we get a chance to love on people and share Christ with people and care about people. That's the lotto, baby. Y'all hear me or not? Yeah, thank the Lord. It's good stuff. Good stuff. I like it. I like it. Now, I got to wrap this up. So let's look at that. Let's just examine. Roger, I'm going to try to make it through. We'll see. So sell everything and give it to people. He left sad. It was not selling the stuff that was going to get him to heaven. No. Jesus left the first four off because he wasn't doing the first four. Don't have any other guys before me. I think he probably did. Don't make no idols. I think he probably did. Don't take my name in vain. He may have been praying, but it wasn't going above the ceiling. Okay? Keeping the Sabbath holy, it was just checking a list and going in and getting out and going back to whatever. He didn't mention the first four because the last six is the real test of our faith. How we treat people is the test of my faith. Is that clear as crystal? Yes or no? Keep looking. God said his word, Jesus, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment. Second's like it. Thou shalt love your who? Neighbor as yourself. There's no other commandments greater than what? No other commandments greater than those 10. Are there a lot of commands? There's like 520 or something. I don't know. How many? 613. I'll take your word for it. But you need to leave here knowing this. Those are the greatest. First four God, last six people. How can you know if you're doing the first four by the way you do the last six? Any questions? So we're to love the Lord. We're to love God. Say it with me. With what? Our heart, our soul, our mind, and our strength. Look at that right there. That's how we're to love God. Push me, buddy. And we're to love people. Guess how? Guess how? With my heart. With my mind, with my strength, with my heart. These are my words. How do I show people I love them with my heart? By my walk and my talk. Got it? Talk is cheap. How's that walk going? That's how you love people, with your heart and your soul. You love God this way, but see, that's how you love people. With my walk and my talk. With my mind. These are just my words. That's me knowing and going. Wherever I know and wherever I go, I need to be loving people. Okay? And then with all my strength, just my words, that's my giving and my living. How you doing? How you doing with people? Pop that back up. Can you say, I've done that? Can you say that's who you are? I don't think anybody in this room can say they've done that completely. I'm loving people with my heart and soul when I walk and when I talk, and then I've done it with my mind, with my knowledge, and, you know, when I go places or I see people or whatever, with my strength as I give and I live my life. That's a lot, ain't it? You might say, why'd you pick those three things? Well, it's all about loving Him, that's God, and it's all about loving who? People. I don't want to get in the weeds too much here, but I did want you to see this. Thou shalt. Here's another thou shalt. So He gave him these commands. Then we see we're to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength. Love our neighbors as self. Here's another thou shalt that He gave in the book of Mark. Say that one with me. And Jesus said what? Go into what? All the world and do what? Preach the gospel. Are we to preach a list, or are we to preach in love? And love. This is what it's all about. This is why we're here. This is the Great Commission. And I may have lost you a little bit, but what I'm trying to say is He didn't mention those first four commands to the rich young ruler because it was all about the people. That's what God sees. God made us in His image and His likeness. God sees people. He loves you. He cares for you. But you know, somebody needs to demonstrate that to them. Right? Yes or no? Well, then why did He let this happen? Why did she leave me? Why did he leave me? Why did he beat me? Why did he hurt me? Why does this happen? God needs us. The first four, yeah, I know. I get it. But the way we show that we love God is how we love those people. He's called us to this life. Say that out loud. He's called us to what? That's what He's called us to. Not just the preacher, all of us. Okay? So we're to go into all the world. We're to bless His heart. When we do that, we bless His heart. And when we go to them, we bless who? Their hearts. Now, are we supposed to go shoving stuff down their throat? Does that sound like love or not? Say, here, here. Oh, meet people where they are. Okay? Don't play a game. And that leads me back to this. Oh, I've done that. Oh, really? Okay. Everything leads me back to this in my life now. This is where Gary lives now. In case you wonder, where's our pastor at? It's really been a journey about the last 15 years for me, after deep hurt, being left hurt real bad, real bad. But then, even 4 years ago, I had another, just some hurt in my life. And God has helped me to focus on this, Gary. Spend the rest of your life, Gary, your ministry, telling people about love and helping them love people. So that's what I'm going to do. And if that makes you sick, then you're going to puke. Because that's what I'm going to do. Got it? And I'm a big guy. I like kicking people's tail. It's a lot of fun. But God's called me to this now. And here I go finishing the message. Let's tie it all together with a little bow if we can pull it together. You know what Paul says? I can speak with the tongues of men and angels. If I don't have love, I'm what? You know? Listen, I'm to love him and I'm to love them with my heart and my soul when I walk in my and I talk. I can talk like with the tongues and I can do all that, but if my walk ain't loving those people, I'm nothing. And I would say to you, you don't have eternal life because you're a joke. And a lot of the church today is a joke. They're an experience they have or whatever. While people all around them are dying and going to a devil's hell. Our walk and our talk matters. Amen. That's tough, ain't it? Verse number 2 in this passage. Though I have the gift of prophecy, that's knowledge, and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, I could remove mountains, and I don't have what? I'm nothing. That's what Jesus was telling him. You got all this. You're not doing this. I'm sad now. Yeah, you sad. Because you're not doing what I called you to do at all. And I didn't mention the first four because I didn't need to by looking at how you do with the last six. Am I lost, y'all? I get it up here. I got it. So that's number 2, my heart and soul and with my mind. I'm to love God with my mind. Well, I put that there for a reason. That's knowing. You can know everything, Jack. But when you know and you go out there and you're not sharing love and in your home and with your friends and with people, listen to me. You don't know nothing. Verse 3. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give my body to be burned, and I don't have what? It profits me what? So I'm to love my Lord and my God, and I think you ought to love people this way too, with all your heart, soul, your mind, and strength. So with all my strength, these are my words. That's my giving. And I tie that giving. See, he said, if I give my goods and living, if my giving and my living ain't about loving, I'm nothing. How are we doing with the message? Are we all right? Would you listen to me as I read this great passage? Love suffers long. Love is kind. Love envies not. Love vaunts not itself. Love is not puffed up. Love doesn't behave itself unseemly. Love doesn't seek her own. Love is not easily provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love doesn't rejoice in iniquity. Love rejoices in truth. Love bears all things. Love believes all things. Love hopes all things. And love what? We're almost done. I have to be. Love never fails. We'll stop right there, buddy. I want you to give me the list that you put on there. Let me explain it to them. Here's what love looks like. I've done that. Oh, really? Oh, really? I'm here to tell you there ain't a person in this room that's doing all this. I don't give a hoot what you say. With all your heart and mind, with all your soul, and with all your strength, we're to love him, but we're to love people that way. This is what it looks like. This is what our life should really be about. And we should catch ourselves a lot of times and have to absolutely fall on the floor and ask for forgiveness. And I have to do that. Here's what that whole passage just said that I just read. Here's what love looks like. Love is patient. It's long-suffering. I've done that. Oh, really? Love is kind. Love doesn't envy. You know what? Envy ain't jealousy. Envy is between two people. Jealousy is usually between three. Jealousy is I've got somebody and you want that somebody, or I think that somebody wants you, so I'm jealous. Envy is you got something I want. Or you got something I don't think you should have. And that's between you and me. Did you know we're not supposed to be like that? Say, our whole government, a lot of our government runs that way. It's pathetic. Love doesn't boast. Love isn't arrogant. Love is not what? How many was rude at least once this week? Can I see your hand? See what I'm saying? Love doesn't insist on its own way. Love is not easily angered. Love is not resentful. That means you don't keep records. I'm not resenting because of something they did to me. Love doesn't rejoice in evil. Love rejoices with truth. Love protects. That means bears all that. Love trusts. It believes all that. Love hopes. Love endures. Love never fails. It never loses heart. I'm done with the message. I had to fly. Please don't tell him, I've done that. Instead of telling the Lord you've done that, why don't you tell the Lord, I'm going to be doing that. I'm going to be working on that. And I went all over the place a little bit for you, but don't forget, the rich young ruler, Jesus never mentioned the first four. I don't know what commentary said. I didn't read any commentaries on it. This is just me talking. He didn't mention the first four. Why? Because he didn't need to mention the first four. A, he knew the first four anyway. But the point is, he could mention the last six to show him he wasn't doing the first four. Got that down? Let's thank the Lord for his word. That's it. I got to quit. That's all. Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on.